This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Pamela Rinja. The headlines. India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train to operate between Kamakhya in Assam and Howrah in West Bengal. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik discussed key national security issues with Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. Assam Cabinet approves more than 1,650 crore rupees for new schools and medical college in Guwahati. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha stresses on proper and responsible use of artificial intelligence by students. And now the news in detail. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has informed that India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Kamakhya in Assam and Howrah in West Bengal. He stated that all trials, testing and certification of the train have been successfully completed and informed that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the inaugural service in January. The launch of the Vande Bharat sleeper train marks a historic milestone for Indian Railways, ushering in a new era of modern semi-high-speed overnight passenger services. Designed with a maximum speed potential of up to 180 km per hour, the train seamlessly blends speed with world-class sleeper amenities, significantly enhancing comfort, safety and operational efficiency for long-distance night journeys. Highlighting future plans, the minister underlined the train's ergonomic interior design, enhanced safety features and region-specific onboard catering, noting that services will offer authentic Assamese and Bengali cuisines to provide passengers with a culturally rich and memorable travel experience. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik met the Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan in New Delhi. The meeting focused on key national security issues with particular attention to Arunachal Pradesh, including the Vibrant Border Village Programme, the Agnipath Scheme and the implementation of Sabha Vana projects in border areas. During the interaction, the governor underscored the immense potential of the youth of Arunachal Pradesh and emphasized the need to provide them greater opportunities for induction into the armed forces. He highlighted that such engagement would not only strengthen national security, but also empower the younger generation through discipline, skill development, and a spirit of service to the nation. The Assam Cabinet has improved major capital spending for education and healthcare, clearing more than rupees 1,650 crore for new schools and a medical college in Guwahati, signalling a renewed push on public infrastructure at the start of the year. The Council of Ministers sanctioned 1,201.16 crore rupees for the construction of a medical college anchored around Mahendra Mohan Chaudhary Hospital, along with the development of the Kalapahar campus in Guwahati. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that the project is expected to expand tertiary healthcare capacity and medical education in the city. Meanwhile, the cabinet also approved 455 crore rupees for building 100 schools across the state to strengthen basic education infrastructure, particularly in underserved areas. Yesterday's meeting was the first cabinet sitting of the new year. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has said that the true purpose of education is not limited to textbooks, but lies in acquiring real-life knowledge that leads from ignorance to enlightenment. He was addressing a program in Agartala to mark the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Tripura Board of Secondary Education, TBSE. Emphasizing the importance of modern learning tools, the Chief Minister said that artificial intelligence has become an important medium in the field of education, but its proper and responsible use is essential for students. Highlighting the academic standards of the Tripura Board, Dr. Saha said that its curriculum is now at par with the CBSE, enabling students to complete at the national level. He added that He added that educated and knowledgeable youth will lead the state, the nation and the world in the future. He also mentioned the implementation of the NCERT curriculum, introduction of a common question paper system, establishment of English medium schools and the launch of Super 30 project as major steps towards improving educational standards in the state. The Tripura State Load Dispatch Center, SLDC, has become the only institution in Northeast India to receive the international recognized ISO IEC certification, marking a significant achievement in strengthening cyber security within the state's power system. This was announced by Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath while addressing a program organized to mark the 22nd Foundation Day of the Tripura State Electricity Corporation. The minister said that the certification will play a crucial role in safeguarding the state's power infrastructure against cyber threats. He informed that the number of electricity consumers in Tripura has increased from 3.09 lakh in 2005 to 15.07 lakh. Highlighting reforms in the power sector, the minister said that several initiatives have been undertaken to make the system more modern and consumer-friendly. Load shedding is now managed through an online system. Smart meters and transparent billing mechanisms have been introduced and consumers can pay their electricity bills from home. Skylands G. Moman, the first Garo officer of the Meghalaya Police Service MPS and a former Inspector General of Police IGP, passed away on Thursday. He was 82. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma on Thursday expressed deep sorrow over the passing of Skylands G. Moman. The Chief Minister said that Moman's contribution to public service and peace building in the Garo Hills would be remembered with respect, as he had played a pivotal role in facilitating the ceasefire process with the Aceh Liberation Matrik Army, significantly contributing to lasting peace in the region. Moman was also a founding member of the 100 Drums Wangala Committee and served as the president of the Nokma Council. In this festive season, a large number of tourists from across the country and the world are thronging Meghalaya to celebrate the new year. Many tourists heaped praise on the vibrant and lively festive atmosphere in Shillong, saying the city offered a unique and memorable experience to welcome the year. Some tourists who enjoyed the festivity in Shillong expressed their delight at being part of the celebrations, noting that the joyous mood, well-lit streets and cheerful crowds added to the charm of the occasion. Several tourists said that they were thoroughly enjoying every moment of their stay, highlighting Meghalaya's breathtaking natural landscapes, pleasant climate and serene surroundings as major attractions. They also lauded the warm hospitality of the local people, stating that the welcoming nature of residents made them feel at home throughout their visit. It may be mentioned that many of the prominent tourist spots such as Dauki, Sora, Maulanong are packed with tourists from across the country, and many people, depending on tourism sector, are also earning a livelihood from the inflow of tourists to Meghalaya. After a long winter break, the government office will resume regular work in Meghalaya from today. The state government offices in Meghalaya were closed for the festive season. The last working day for government offices was December 19th, after which they entered a recess that lasted until January 1st. With the long winter vacation, the usually bustling government corridors stayed quiet until normal operations resumed today. In Arunachal Pradesh, a patrolling team led by Range Forest Officer Talo Debo, Relo Wildlife Range under Pakeh Tiger Reserve, apprehended 5 persons in connection with illegal entry, camping, setting fire, illegal felling of trees and sawing of timber inside the Papum Reserve Forest, which also forms part of the buffer zone of Pakeh Tiger Reserve. During the operation, the team seized 2 power chain saws, 1 mobile phone, 3 machetes and keys of a tractor. Considering the nature of the offence as compoundable, the Divisional Forest Officer Dhavan Kumar Rawat compounded the offence after realisation of a penalty amount of 50,000 rupees. The Forest Department has reiterated that strict and uncompromising action will continue against all illegal activities inside reserve forests and protected areas. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.